The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The European Commission has said that Meta needs to implement design changes to both Instagram and Facebook after they have been found to be in breach of EU digital rules because of their addictive design. However, Meta have come out with a statement to say that they disagree with these preliminary findings. They don't accurately take into account the steps that Meta has already taken to protect teens. Technology journalist Emmett Ryan is in studio with us now. Good evening to you, Emmett. Can you please break this down for us, what exactly is going on here and what is it maybe going to mean for end users?
Yeah, so like the part I think won't surprise anybody is the part that I think won't
surprise. Sorry, Emmett, your mic was down there for a moment.
So the part that I think won't surprise anybody really is that Facebook as tools, like Instagram in particular, are quite addictive to use. Like, you know, anybody who goes onto them, you know, can find themselves scrolling endlessly for ages. But the EU has got some rules in place about what you need to do to prevent it, particularly with younger users, like teenagers and younger again. So there are some controls Meta have created to try and make it easier in theory for parents, but the EU has basically said these aren't front and centre enough. There's not enough being done on Facebook, on Instagram, to encourage younger users to take a break, to make it easier for parents to limit screen time and to basically make the product less addictive, to make it less hyper-tuned to what is going to keep you on.
So all those little notifications that fire our dopamine receptors exactly. And make us stay on and doom scroll for longer and look at rubbish that we should be asleep not looking at and all that. The EU have highlighted this as an issue, Meta obviously pushing back. And do we know who's going to hold sway here, for example?
Well, to be honest, it's going to take forever for this to be resolved. So the most likely thing that will happen is the EU will pass its judgment. That'll likely include some form of a fine. Now, the range is enormous. So as in terms of how low and how high it could be, the highest could be north of 10 billion, for example, euros, which is, you know, an actual real impact amount to Meta. It's about 6% of their annual global turnover. But the lowest you could be talking as low as 20 million for context, which is a lot of money to anyone listening, I'd hope. But to Facebook, it's, you know,
Drop in the bucket.
So, like, there's a huge range there for starters. If the fine is issued, Facebook will obviously be able to appeal. And what would happen then is that money would go in escrow. So Facebook wouldn't have access to the money, but it wouldn't be with the EU yet. But basically what the EU wants Facebook to do, what the Commission wants Facebook to do, is to make it much harder for people to stay hooked on these apps. So they want it to be, you know, every 15 minutes minimum, there's something coming in, not just an easy to dismiss notification.
Okay.
That there are fewer push notifications and that parental controls are much easier and, again, more front and centre for parents, because the EU's main argument is parents have to go looking for these, whereas they aren't the default. The default is everything autoplays, everything keeps on popping up what's hyper-relevant.
Yeah, and that makes sense. As a parent, you know, I'm fully open about the fact that I'm out of my depth on this, and I have no doubt I'm not alone in that. So the EU aren't looking really for the fines. That's not what they want. What they actually want is design change. Meta clearly doesn't want design change because it suits Meta for us all to stay online for longer.
Yeah, and like they aren't the first company to face this. There was a similar ruling against TikTok back earlier this year. I think it was March. And again, anyone listening, the surprise isn't that these companies are making the apps very addictive. The surprise is we're actually seeing some political movement on it. And the EU, because like I'm the first to love to jump on our political leaders, but they've been doing a pretty good job on tech the last few months, I've got to say, because the way they've been sort of pressing the AI issue, it seems to have bled into other tech policy. And social media is one where the Commission has, again, sort of been coming more to the fore again, having been quiet for a couple of years.
Okay, so maybe finally, this is a spat between them. The EU say they're in breach, Meta says we're not in breach. Will anything change in the interim while this all plays out in the EU courts? Or are we just going to be talking about this as sort of background noise and nothing's going to actually change for our kids or ourselves?
Closer to the latter, I'm afraid. Like Meta will probably make some other cosmetic changes so they can support their case going forward, saying, look, we've done even more than was asked of us, when actually it's still far less than was asked of them.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Emmett Ryan there, technology journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.